Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, January 11th, 2011. On Monday, an elderly Palestinian man was shot and killed by Israeli army fire in Beit Hanun, northern Gaza. Also on Monday, the U.S. State Department signed a deal with a company closely associated with the Blackwater security firm to provide security services in the West Bank. On Tuesday, spies allegedly working for Israel and involved in the assassination of Iranian scientist Masoud Ali Mohammadi were arrested in Tehran today. The scientist Mohammadi was assassinated 1 year ago by explosives hidden in a motorcycle. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued an official statement defending the demolition of East Jerusalem's Shepherd Hotel and challenging international condemnations in this regard. The hotel was demolished by Israel on Sunday. In related news, Israeli authorities demolished a home in Azun Atma village near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilia under the pretext of being constructed without a construction permit. In other news, Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman stated that Israeli organizations which provided information to the United Nations fact-finding mission on the Gaza conflict, the Goldstone Commission, are, quote, net collaborators with terror whose goal is to harm the IDF and its determination to defend Israeli citizens, end of quote. An extremist Israeli group published a video on the internet calling for assassinating Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak for what the group called, quote, his stances that would give the lands of Israel away, end of quote. In Salfit, Israeli soldiers kidnapped a Palestinian legislator of the Hamas Change and Reform Bloc, Dr. Omar Abdul Razik, who also served as a finance minister of the Hamas-led government in 2006. In related news, lawyers from Adamir, the Palestinian prisoners' rights group, visited three of the five Hamas men who were detained by Israel last week in Hebron. Adamir called for their immediate release from Israeli custody. Today, the Israeli military court prosecuting Abdallah Abu Rahma has accepted the military prosecution's appeal to extend Abu Rahma's sentence. Abu Rahma was supposed to be released on November 18, 2010, but was kept in detention at the military's prosecution's request. He will now serve an additional 2 to 3 months in prison, making his serving time a total of 16 months. Abu Rahma, the coordinator of the Bilin Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements, was arrested last year on unsubstantiated charges that included stone throwing and arms possession. Four activists groups in the U.S. are calling on a tear gas manufacturer to stop providing its products to the Israeli military following the death of Jawahar Abu Rahma, a Bilin protester who died after inhaling tear gas fired by the Israeli army in the occupied West Bank village of Bilin. According to a report issued by the Palestinian Center for Development and Media Freedoms, MADA, there were 17 violations against journalists and 2 against their property in the West Bank and Gaza. The offenses were committed by both the Israeli army and the Palestinian security services. According to an official report, Israeli forces have arrested 67 Palestinians since the start of 2011. Among them are 13 miners and 3 fishermen. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Huzam Kassis and Ramona M.